This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. It's a la carte Tuesday. And today I have Gary Christajo, director of Max Chi Malaysia. And he'll be sharing story and bringing Guangzhou's King of Wonton Noodle. And this is prepared by Michelin chef Johnny Yu, who's the grandchild-in-law of Mark Woon Chi. We'll find out who all these people are. And apparently this is the world's famous 100-year-old authentic prawn wonton noodle. So welcome, Gary. How is authentic Hong Kong style wonton noodles different from the one that we have here?
Oh, it's very different. Although the name itself, it's pretty much similar. Uh-huh. In Hong Kong, our wonton noodle is usually in soup, and the noodle itself is a little bit thinner and more springy. And we tend to use a duck egg more than chicken egg. And the wonton itself is mostly prawn. Mm. It's just a little bit of pork to kind of put them together. So we have no char siu, we have usually no vegetables in it, especially the better ones.
Right.
So it's very different, you know. It's to Malaysian, maybe it sounds similar, but it's actually a different thing.
So who is this gentleman called Mark Woon Chi, and of course, you know, grandchild-in-law Johnny Yu, someone you collaborated with. But who is this gentleman called Mark Woon Chi?
He started selling wonton noodles on the streets in Guangzhou since the 1920s. So wonton has the history of over 400 years in China. But like for these past 400 years, it's mainly pork wonton. Now, since Mark Woon Chi, he kind of go the other way to change it into a prawn wonton, and it became a hit. And it was a snack in the 1920s that, you know, people just pass by, and then they stand on the street, they hold a bowl in their hand, and then they just consume, and then they go.
Mm.
And it became famous because a lot of historic icons and famous politicians actually were patrons, including the founder of Taiwan, Chiang Kai-shek. He also had loved this noodle and his wife. And then he even invited Mark Woon Chi to go to his home to prepare the noodle for his guests. So that's where we started. And then came the war. About 1938 came the war, the collapse of Guangzhou. And then people were just like leaving. And some went to Macau, some went to Hong Kong. And then Mark Woon Chi moved their family to Hong Kong. And then he continued selling noodles and then passed on to his son and then to his son, to his grandchildren. And then there's us.
Okay. So how did you tie up with Johnny Yu?
Oh, I know Johnny for a while. He's been in the business for over 40 years. You know, he's been doing like wonton noodles every day.
Michelin chef star.
Yeah. He actually started the Max Noodle with his father-in-law in Hong Kong, and it became a hit. And it received the Michelin Bib Gourmand title for 3 consecutive years. Yeah, and Johnny was driving all the food production behind it. This noodle, this Max recipe, you know, almost everyone in Hong Kong knows about it.
Hmm.
And we sell a lot more expensive than other people, and we serve smaller because we want to maintain that tradition that it is a snack, and because the noodle will get soggy if we put a big portion in hot soup, so we want to maintain that texture for the whole bowl.
Mm. So it's educating the customers that's the portion you're going to get for the price.
Yeah, it's not easy. You know, people have been complaining about it for like over 40 years. But we want to maintain that tradition.
And in Malaysia, it's priced at?
In Malaysia, it's actually the cheapest max recipe that you get.
Okay.
We price at $12.90 for a bowl of soup noodle.
So what made you decide to open in Malaysia? It's not anywhere else. You've been coming to Malaysia for a while now.
Yeah. Mm. I've been running between Malaysia and Hong Kong for like doing trading business for almost 2 years. So I started to kind of understand this place more. It's a great country, a great, great city. And then we suddenly thought of, oh, yeah, if we have this Hong Kong wonton noodle in Malaysia, it would be good. And I was chatting with my Malaysian friends. And then I say, hey, yeah, I know this guy in Hong Kong, you know, who has skills and has a special skills. And we kind of spent a lot of time evaluating the market. You know, the population here, we have about, 30 million people in Malaysia. And in the greater KL, we have about 3 million people, roughly.
Mm.
And there's about 40% Chinese in Greater KL. So we're talking about a market segment that is 3 million people.
Mm.
Okay, and there's no really authentic Hong Kong style wonton noodle. So we're not challenging like the local wonton noodle. We're giving a new perspective, a new option for the local people. And we also considered Hong Kong. But Hong Kong, you know, we have a lot of family members doing it. And the whole Hong Kong has about 7.5 million people. They're all Chinese. And I would say the better wonton noodle places, there are more than 100 outlets. And including the average and not so good wonton noodle places, there are thousands.
Right.
There's one around every corner, you know. Mm. It's like, it's more than 7-Eleven. So it's very competitive there, and yet it's not a new thing to the community because it's been there for like since Hong Kong was there.
Yeah. So it's not a novelty, it's a staple unless you Malaysianize it and bring it back.
Yeah.
What was your decision though to have it to open in Wanutama in a mall as opposed to opening up a shop?
Well, a shop lot, definitely the rent and the cost is a lot lower. But we picked Wanutama because I think it's a very good strategic location. The surrounding area consists of very good districts with good spending power, okay, like Monkiera, Hatamas. And starting in the mall, we have that foot traffic, you know. We have more than 30 million traffic a year. So, you know, I've seen a lot of good restaurants. They serve really good food, but they just... people just don't know about them, you know. Maybe about like 1 year, 2 years later, they just close down. It's a pity, yeah. So, and we don't want that to happen to us. So I think Wanutama is a very good location.
That location comes with the kind of rent as well.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, but you know, I think every rent, there's a reason behind it.
Yeah.
You know. As long as you know how to catch the crowd and then how to, you know, what to sell them.
So you prior to this, no F&B experience?
Well, I do.
Okay.
I used to run. Well, first of all, I'm a hospitality graduate.
Okay.
When I was in university in Canada. I have quite some experience in kitchen and F&B in front line. And I also owned bars and restaurants in Hong Kong before.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't my major business, but it's where my love is. You know,
okay.
I love food, yeah.
So, okay, doing business in Malaysia, the challenges from sourcing ingredients to dealing with staff, we'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Gary Cresejo from Max Chi. It's Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Business-focused moments, BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. If you just joined us, it's a la carte Tuesday. Gary Cresejo from Max Chi Malaysia is here. This is a restaurant that's in the Wanutama and they started mid-January this year and talking about Hong Kong-style wonton noodles and how that's different from the ones that we get here. But I was just saying that, you know, even in Malaysia, the people in Sarawak say our wonton noodles are better than the ones in KL. So it changes where it goes. In terms of sourcing for ingredients, is there a big difference in getting of ingredients?
Oh, definitely a big difference. You know, we spend quite a lot of the time doing research and kind of a feasibility study. We had to try like every single ingredients down to the soy sauce, the pepper. And indeed, we found a lot of ingredients are actually better here. Sarawak's
pepper
is famous, you know. A lot of the ingredients are very different as well. Mm. You know, an example for soy sauce, you know, here they use a lot of the so-called black sauce.
Mm.
In Hong Kong, it's a different soy sauce. It's available here, but the brands are very, very limited. So we had to try every single brand and pick the best one and see if it is replaceable, or is it better? At least it has to be close enough, you know, to replicate that taste. It's good. We made it, I would say. But yeah, it took us a lot of time.
So what are Malaysian taste buds like? How are we different?
I think Malaysians' taste buds are very strong.
Okay.
People told me that, you know, once you're used to that strong taste, your tongue will cannot taste that anymore, you know? So that's why we have to introduce a few items that are like stronger taste.
Mm.
Yes, we do have.
What's that?
Items.
So you have to Malaysianize it?
Not really.
Okay.
But because, you know, in Hong Kong, we do serve quite a lot of different items, you know, but here we serve very limited items. We serve like less than 10 items, not including the alterations, right? So we picked a few strong taste items and then plus a few signature items. Because in Hong Kong, it's compared to Malaysia, it's the taste is not that strong.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, it's tend to be more healthy and light. Yeah, so yeah, it's here is very different.
So it's a lot of education to say that this is how it is, but Malaysians like it a certain way or used to it a certain way. But you're standing firm on what is the original Hong Kong prawn noodles.
I would say we're standing 90% firm, you know, and because, you know,
10% are wavering.
Yeah, because, you know, we're kind of challenging what Malaysians think about wonton mee, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we're designing our menu, I told the designer not to put wonton mee. I said, say wonton noodle and spell it wonton.
Okay.
And it's different. You know, I just want people to see differently.
Okay.
And, you know, the Chinese we use is traditional Chinese in the menu.
Mm-hmm.
So that people, I just want people to feel that, okay, I'm in Hong Kong. You know, I'm having this food, Hong Kong food. So it's, forget about the wonton mee in Malaysia. It's a different thing. Yeah, although the name, it's pretty much the same.
Similar. So you're not used to the ones that we have here?
Yeah. I tried a lot of them.
Yeah. So it's,
they're
it's,
good. I mean,
it's just different.
It's just different.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and what about in terms of finding manpower? What's that like?
Finding manpower it's also a painful experience. Okay. And we didn't open at a very good time. You know, we opened in mid-Jan. That was before the Chinese New Year. We knew it would be difficult to find people, but didn't expect to be that difficult. You know, we had our job ads out, and then it was like very few people applying, and then even for the people applying, they have no experience or very few experience. Even though if they have experience, you know, they have the experience with like the local style wonton noodle. You know, the way we cook our noodle is very different.
Mm.
The way we prepare our food is very different. So we started off with only like less than 10 people, you know, just a few people. And we didn't expect the feedback was that good. And it, you know, it was overwhelmed. And when we opened, we actually had to operate at 50% seat capacity.
Mm.
And then people were just complaining, oh, you know, you got empty seats, you don't let us in, you know. But we have no manpower.
What's the capacity, the maximum capacity there?
70.
Okay, 70
seats.
So, and so do you have to resort to hiring foreigners?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to.
But it takes time.
Mm.
You know, it takes time for them to get the work permit. And the foreign workers is also, you know, they're not skilled. So we had to, you know, it takes time for us to learn how to communicate with them and to get them to do the things right.
Okay, so, you know, starting a business here in Malaysia, what were some of the things that you found, apart from staff, I'm sure, but what some things you found difficult, surprising, you know, having started a business in Hong Kong and then doing business in Malaysia, what were some of the unique things that you discovered about Malaysia?
I think Malaysia, the people here are very, you know, people-oriented. You know, always people come first, you know, our relationship come first. In Hong Kong, yes, we have that, but a lot of the time, Hong Kong tend to be, you know, more focused on productivity and, you know, speed, efficiency, right? So we don't talk too much about love at first, okay? So, yeah, you know, I think people in Hong Kong are, you know, because of the environment,
it's
so competitive. You just have to move. You move fast. You know, people in Hong Kong just walk faster.
Yeah.
We have to learn that too. You know, it's for us. We have to kind of adjust ourselves.
Yeah, because it's a different speed that we move in.
It's a different speed, and people, they don't see the efficiency and productivity first.
Yeah.
But they see, okay, we got to be friends first. You know. Okay, even you're my boss, you know, we got to be friends first, okay? You got to treat me well first.
Okay, so...
and then we talk about productivity.
Okay, so that's a unique thing about Malaysia.
That's a unique thing, yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, and the language, you know, although they speak Huayu, you know, Chinese here. But, you know, also a lot of, like, government submissions, everything is in the Malay language. So we have to find someone to, you know, to help us handle that. Mm. Yeah, it's everything is different, but it's similar.
Right. So and what do you foresee happening with, you know, Mark's G noodles? Do you see that more outlets going to other countries in the ASEAN region? What's that vision for this brand?
We're exploring to an opening for more outlets. Within the next few years, we will be focusing in Malaysia first. Mm. We have no plans to expand to other countries, not until we serve the whole Malaysian community. And we even thought about non-halal, you know. But, you know, all these years, you know, we've never done that, you know, in Hong Kong because pork is quite common. But nothing is impossible. But it would, again, take time for us to kind of experiment that. But I think it would be good, you know, because we're in Malaysia. We also want to serve the Malaysians, yeah. You know, the Malay crowd.
Yeah, Malaysians at large.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, thanks. All the best with Mark's Chi Malaysia.
Thank you so much.
Say Max Chi Malaysia, Gary Cristejo in Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.